In early January, community votes in the school districts of Northville and Mayfield were held to determine if the two would merge. While the school boards of each district initially approved the merger, voters in Northville voted against the proposal, while those in Mayfield supported it. Without the support of voters in both districts, the merger could not go through. Now, Dr. Joseph Natale, interim superintendent at Mayfield, says the district will look to find new ways to work around some of the cost savings associated with the merger proposal.
We'll look at our budgets, monitor our state aid, work under the tax cap, and provide the best education we can to our students, and do the best we can as opportunities allow us to try and provide some support services for our students as well.
New York's property tax cap can be a challenge on many districts trying to find new revenues to pay for necessary programs and improvements. Dr. Natale said that while it presents a challenge, Mayfield has managed to operate under the tax cap.
Mayfield has always proceeded under the tax cap, and we'll continue to do that. And we'll just look at other sources of revenue to see what we can do in terms of enhancing our students' education and at least avoiding further cuts.
According to a September report released by the New York State School Boards Association, mergers can have distinct pros and cons. Pros include saving money through economies of scale, providing more educational choices, and making districts more eligible for state aid. Cons often include a hike in taxes in one or more communities, longer bus rides for students, and increased class size. Barbara Bradley of the New York State School Boards Association said in recent years, as more districts are considering mergers under the tax cap, only a handful of mergers have been successful.
You know, we've only seen two that have been successful, Mohawk and Ilion in central area of the state, and then Oppenheim, Ephrata, and St. Johnsville up in Fulton County. Otherwise, the ones that we've seen, you know, for whatever reason, you know, maybe one community might vote for the merger, the other community says, you know, they vote no.
Bradley said that the School Boards Association is seeking legislation that would eliminate the initial public straw vote in the process for a prospective merger.
That decide to merge have to go through two votes, and in at least two instances, there was an initial straw vote where maybe both those school districts' communities agreed to merge, but then there was a second vote, and one community changed its mind. So that meant that, you know, the merger could go no further.
In 2012, a merger study conducted for the Ichabod Crane and Skodak school districts revealed that taxes would rise in the Ichabod Crane district and would lower in Skodak. Eventually, the Ichabod Crane School Board decided not to move forward with the public vote on the merger, and the matter was dropped. However, Robert Horan, superintendent of Skodak Central School District, said that while not a merger, the district found new ways to collaborate and consolidate with neighboring New Lebanon School District.
For example, we have a shared transportation supervisor with New Lebanon. We have shared mechanics with New Lebanon. So, you know, their buses need to be repaired. They don't have the mechanic on duty to do it. We repair their buses.
But Horan said the mergers should always focus on expanding academic opportunities.
As we receive less and less aid from the state and we have to remove programs, we have to look at, well, we're removing programs, so how can we come together to enhance programs without a cost?
Horan said Skodak has opened its doors to other students for certain classes, including Mandarin Chinese. Dr. Joseph Natale of Mayfield says his students will still receive a quality education.
Mayfield will proceed to provide a quality education for all of its students. We will work very hard at that, and that will be our priority. Our priority will be teaching and learning.
Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.